From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Construction of new homes has jumped 10.5%, up in August to the highest level since last spring. The Commerce Department says the rise was fueled by a 32% increase in construction of multifamily homes, such as apartments. But economists say builders are still struggling with weak demand for new homes as a result of high unemployment and a wave of foreclosed homes on the market. Federal Reserve policymakers are meeting in Washington today, and they may be mulling additional steps to boost the economy. NPR's Paul Brown joins us. Paul, what are economists saying the Fed can do with the interest rates it charges banks already near zero?
Well, over the past several weeks, economists have told us in interviews that the Fed could eliminate all interest in one area, and that's the money that banks keep at the Federal Reserve. Right now, the banks can make a small amount of risk-free interest on that money. But if the Fed does away with paying that interest to banks, it would be to the bank's advantage, the Fed hopes, to lend the money to businesses and individuals. Now, economists, including John Kennelly of LPL Financial, also say the Fed could buy Treasury securities and buy other securities from financial institutions. That would also give banks more cash to lend.
Quantitative easing, which is the Fed actually going into the marketplace and buying up Treasury bonds, agency bonds, and mortgage-backed bonds to put more money in the system.
So, Paul, what's the Fed likely to do at today's meeting?
Very possibly we'll hear an announcement on benchmark interest rates. No one expects them to rise from near zero, and that's because the Fed does want to make borrowing and lending easy, also because there's very little chance of inflation right now. The Fed is most concerned about boosting economic activity and employment. You know, even though the country is officially out of recession, growth is very slow. There are millions fewer jobs available than before the recession started. As far as the other ideas we've just discussed, there may be an announcement on what the Fed is considering, even if there is no formal decision.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The Senate today considers repealing the ban on gays serving openly in the military. A provision to do just that has been attached to a military spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says now is the time for Congress to act.
We should choose common sense over discrimination. We're going to match our policy with our principles and finally say that in our country, everyone who steps up to serve our country should be welcomed.
But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says even the Secretary of Defense is urging Congress not to act until the military completes its own study of how to lift the ban.
Democrats have decided to put their own political interests ahead of the collective judgment of our military service chiefs, who are still in the midst of a study about whether Don't Ask, Don't Tell can be repealed without hurting combat readiness.
The House has already acted on the issue. On Wall Street, stocks are opening down, the Dow down 15 points. This is NPR News. Firefighters in Utah are making some headway in battling a wind-driven wildfire in a suburb of Salt Lake City. The fire has destroyed three houses so far and forced evacuation of about 1,600 homes. Salt Lake City County Sheriff Jim Winder says the blaze is very unpredictable.
This fire still is moving around. It's rapidly moving. And although they've brought in some additional resources to start combating it, it could shift at any time.
The blaze is about 25% contained. The Prime Minister of Somalia says he's resigning. NPR's Frank Langford, who's just back from Somalia, reports the U.S.-backed regime there has been weakened by clan infighting and by an ongoing insurgency by Islamist militants.
Omar Abdulrashid Ali Sharmarke said he was resigning to spare the country political turmoil. In an interview in Mogadishu on Sunday, he insisted his government deserved credit for just surviving.
I think we managed to actually sustain ourselves in the face of a really huge challenge.
That said, the Somali government is widely seen as a failure. It provides nearly no services to its people and controls just a few blocks downtown. The United States has backed Somalia's transitional government in hopes of blocking al-Shabaab. The religious militants want to take complete control of Somalia and turn it into a harsh Islamist state. Frank Langford, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Obama administration is proposing new rules that would bar truck drivers from sending text messages while hauling hazardous materials, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
There's no bigger distraction than people on a cell phone or people texting and driving.
LaHood speaking at a summit on distracted drivers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.